2nd of August till the 8th of August is National Stroke Week. And the Stroke Foundation just released a new toolkit to ensure Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people get the information and support they need after stroke. And with me to talk about this is Jude Cherankowski, Stroke Foundation National Manager, Stroke Connect. Welcome to NITV Radio, Jude.
Thanks so much for having me, Bernard.
Tell us about this new toolkit. Why is it important?
It's a new stroke recovery booklet for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, and it covers really everything people need to know about life after a stroke. It's really important because stroke is quite a sudden and can be quite a serious health problem, and most people don't know much about stroke before someone, either they have one or someone they know has one. So the booklet's really important to make sure that people have what the information that they have the information they need and can make a really good recovery after their stroke.
How was it designed and the making of this toolkit?
It was definitely a big collaboration between a lot of different, between us at the Stroke Foundation, but more importantly, between Aboriginal health organisations, hospitals that provide services to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, and of course, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander survivors of stroke and their families. So it was a big enterprise and a big team effort.
And when we're talking about stroke, it's all usually the generally speaking, health outcomes are really poor within First Nations communities. Can you give us some numbers or just something to really get a clearer picture of how the situation is when it comes to stroke?
People from Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander backgrounds, they are more likely to experience stroke, and we know that their recovery is often poorer than people from non-Indigenous backgrounds. But I think the thing that is really significant when you find out is that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, on average, they have their stroke 17 years earlier than non-Indigenous people. So they're, on average, aged in their mid-50s when they have their stroke. So it's quite a serious health condition and has a big impact on people.
What would be the causes of this huge disparity?
There's a number of different risk factors for stroke. There are some medical conditions such as heart problems and diabetes that we know impact on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. And then there are your risk factors. So blood pressure, for example, is a really significant risk factor for stroke, and people with a high blood pressure often don't know it and aren't getting the correct treatment. So that can contribute to a higher risk of stroke, along with all the lifestyle risk factors as well.
Can you give us some of the warning signs that people have to look out for if someone is actually suffering from a stroke?
We have an easy way for everyone to recognise the signs of stroke. It's called the FAST test. So the F in FAST stands for face. Has the person's face drooped? The A is for arms. Can the person raise both arms? The S is for speech. Is their speech slurred? And the T in FAST actually stands for time. So stroke is always a medical emergency. And if you notice any of these signs, it's time to act fast and call 000 immediately.
Sometimes a person is by themselves, but if they've got relatives around, then they notice these signs, reaction can be very quick. But if someone is by themselves, what do they do?
What you really hope is that someone can get to their mobile phone and call a, sometimes, you know, the best thing is to call 000, but sometimes people will call a family member who will act on their behalf. So, yeah, I think that's the best thing that you can do if you're at home, and hopefully you will have someone able to help you quickly.
What kind of difference can this toolkit make for sufferers?
I mean, the idea is that if you have good information about your health condition and how the health system works, then it's easier for you to be a good partner in your own treatment and care after stroke. But to be honest, I think the biggest difference that it's going to make is that it includes really fantastic stories from Aboriginal survivors of stroke and health workers. One of the fellas in it, Joe, he said that it's really knowing other people's stories of stroke and recovery that gives you hope. And it gives you hope that, you know, things might look a bit difficult, but you can have a good recovery and a good outcome. And just knowing that really at the moment when you probably need to know that the most and have the most hope. There's a lot of fantastic stories from survivors of stroke, families and health workers. And what was really obvious is that people are really passionate about sharing their knowledge and their story to make sure that the outcomes for other people in the community are good and that people have a good chance of avoiding stroke and making a nice recovery.
How can people get their hands on this booklet?
Yeah, so the booklet is free and you can come to the Stroke Foundation's website to have a look at the booklet and download a copy, and that's strokefoundation.org.au. But probably what's easier is to call our national helpline, Stroke Line, on 1800 787 653 and we'll send you out a free copy.
Jude Jarankowski, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you, Bernard. Much appreciated.